It's a RX 330, I guess, which is smaller, more of a crossover, I think they call it. And my dad, he used to drive a car, or drive cars, until, like, I don't know, probably 6-ish years ago, he started driving SUVs now. So he had a GMC Denali, and now he drives a Lexus LX 470 or something like that.
Gotcha. What's the typical car that you see driving around in Roswell?
I feel like, I mean, typical cars are usually Honda Accords or Lexus sedans or Toyota Camrys. So I guess I'd say typical cars are larger sedans. There are a lot of, especially teenagers, drive trucks and like Tahoe's SUVs. But, I guess you, maybe a specific car
I'm talking about. Just like general type, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess it's a general makes, but I usually picture a car, like a sedan, driving around.
Okay. You're originally from Marietta. What differences do you think there are, if any, between Marietta and Roswell?
Okay. Well, I did grow up when I was in Marietta, so I was younger. Everything, I don't know. Well, I mean, now it seems a little older to me, but I guess friends were a little bit farther away, but you know, that's just because they lived farther away. I mean, neighborhoods were close. I mean, pretty much the structure is about the same. Schools were within 2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Grocery and shopping centers are right across the street or down the road. Lots of neighborhoods.
Yeah. And sort of expanding that idea, I mean, do you see a difference between Marietta, Roswell, Alpharetta, Duluth, Sandy Springs? Do you group those together, or does each one of them have a specific identity?
I think I just group Marietta and Roswell, or I probably separate them just because I've lived in both. But overall, in general, I pretty much put them together. I feel like they're pretty comfortable living areas and location-wise. So.
Yeah, I mean, what about is it specifically that you think they have all in common? Yeah.
Well, I guess I just never noticed any changes in, like, I mean, there's a lot of neighborhoods, which is something different than Indiana that I notice. So I guess my experience is up there. Lead me, like, down here with neighborhoods and shopping centers everywhere. Everything's kind of integrated into the community. That everything's close by. There's always a drugstore, grocery store, shopping center nearby.
Has it always been like that? I mean, how has Atlanta's rapid expansion in the course of our lifetime affected Roswell and that sort of area?
I mean, for me, it's kind of sad to see, like, some of these, like, green pastures that I've passed on the road now becoming strip malls and whatnot. But really, I mean, I've seen a lot of neighborhoods coming up. I feel like more often it's bigger neighborhoods that I notice rather than small shopping centers or new stores popping up. But really, yeah, I guess I'm just kind of... I guess it's been kind of a constant growth since I've been growing up that I haven't really noticed a huge jump because I feel like it's always been kind of growing a lot.
And you don't think that's a good thing?
I mean, I don't feel like it's necessarily a bad thing.